Broadcast Network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Yo, 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 what's up? We're here again. It's the Fathers After Show. We're breaking down Mother Nature. If you've not done so, please subscribe to us on YouTube, check us out on iTunes, tweet at us at hashtag ABTV. Jillian Left, to my left, is going to be checking that all night. We want to converse with you. I'm Jeffrey Masters. You can find me on Twitter, JeffMasters1.
You can find me on Twitter at Jillian Leff, also on Instagram at Jillian Leff, and again, tweet me during the show at hashtag ABTVF, and I will hopefully be able to read some of your tweets live on air.
Hannah Pritchard, and you can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at TheHotShotDude.
My name is Stephanie Georgie. You can follow me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie. The robot.
That was perfect. Fantastic. Okay, enough about us. On to the important things. Who's out on the couch, guys?
It's okay.
Hi.
Hey.
Good
it's
to see
Caitlin
you.
Carver.
Hi, guys. Welcome
you can
back.
Also follow me on Twitter at Kate Carve.
Yes. Please.
No,
please. Oh, my God. How's the couch? Is it comfortable?
I'm about to take a nap.
Okay,
so.
Don't do that just yet. We're going to get to it. Oh, my God. So this was a big episode. You broke up with Jesus.
Nope, well, no. Well, no. He broke up with me.
Oh, my God. Are you
he
still...
broke up with Haley. Yeah.
Are you still upset about it?
I'm hurt. I'm hurt.
Steph goes, I'm not. Oh, my God. You
Steph thinks it's her turn now.
It is. Hello.
All right. Well, when you get your tattooed name on his chest, like
I'm
Haley.
Gonna get, I'm going to get his like number, like one
his wrestling number.
Oh, my God. I love
Haley's
that.
Stop.
23.
His
wasn't it 23?
It was 23. Don't worry. He's just, I got you, Poppy.
I love that you know that.
From what? From One Tree Hill?
Yeah.
What he was.
I actually almost said it last week. So,
did you?
Yeah.
That was like the best love. Can you high five real quick?
Okay, you're super fans. Here. On to Mother Nature.
Yes.
This was a nice episode. It was light. It was one of the like, more lighthearted ones of the season.
Yeah.
We were dealing with a lot of drama lately, mm-hmm. a lot mainly concerning Callie, of course, rightfully so. This was a nice break.
It was.
Yes.
Which
all
family
think.
Time much needed.
Yes.
Everything was lighthearted. Even the drama was like funny.
Yeah.
And
well,
quippy,
except for Haley's drama.
Well, yeah,
yeah.
But still funny
yeah.
to me.
Yeah, it was still pretty funny to me, too. I don't know why I kind of laughed through the whole episode.
No, it was
one of the funniest ones, yeah.
It was silly.
I mean, we love Haley so much because, like, she's so kind and, like, genuine in everything she does, even when it's, like, the worst possible thing. Like, hello, Mrs. Fosters. What are you guys doing here in the middle of the night?
But you're a... She's... Not you. She's a Looney Tune.
She's a...
Yeah.
She's
like, a complete Looney Tune.
We were talking a little bit about this before we watched the show, but... Do fans think that you are Haley? And do they comment on what Haley does as you?
Yeah, there's a few that are, like, very mean to me. I'll get tweets and like, post on my Instagram. They're like, you're so ugly. We hate you. You need to die. And I'm like, what? Like, that's not
me. Stop
that,
Stephanie.
But for the most part, the fans are so sweet. And they're like, we love Caitlyn and we love to hate Haley. And they're so, okay. they're so nice about it. Good. So I love that. But... There's like two people. I can't remember their names, or I'd call them out. But
we are on
can't
to
stop,
you.
Won't stop.
Oh man, that was like Madison Beattie. Madison,
yeah, Talia.
Oh yeah, Talia.
We love to hate
we
Talia.
We love to hate
we
her.
Love it. We, yeah. I know. Now that you're out of the picture, we need a new girl. Almost.
I know. Who's it gonna be?
Maybe it'd be like Mariana, like a change of heart.
No.
Oh. Who knows? Anyway,
I love her.
Let's talk about Jesus and Haley.
I would love to.
So, we open up the episode and we see that they're making out. Obviously, mm-hmm. nothing new.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing new.
Really?
We've seen them make out quite a lot. Sorry, girl.
It's okay.
For those of you that are listening, Stephanie's face is red.
I put too much blush on today.
Oh,
sorry,
okay.
About
oh, yeah. All right.
I think in the first, like, 5 minutes of the episode, we saw, like, two make out scenes, was it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Brandon and Lou.
Yeah.
Went right after it.
These high schoolers getting it on.
What do you mean?
The hormones. Like, it's the hormones, right?
Like out in high school, remember? No?
Yeah. You bitch, I wasn't doing anything else.
That's up against the lockers?
I was like, making out was everything. You're like, yes, oh my God, we're kissing.
I hated it.
What do we think about Haley's parents leaving her home alone? I was like, what? And then she gets to the campsite alone.
Right. That part was nuts because I wasn't sure. I thought that maybe she convinced her family to go like, no, it's my family too. But the second that it was by herself in her own campsite, oh God.
I was worried for you.
Yeah, I think Haley does her own thing all the time.
No, Haley goes
hard. Yeah, she doesn't care. She just does it.
Which actually makes me feel bad for her. I mean, she's Looney Tunes.
I think she has a lot of insecurities. And yeah, I think it does stem from her parents being divorced. And so she's always trying to find someone to... Mm-hmm. You know,
replace that.
And I'm glad they mentioned that this episode because that was the first time we've heard that.
What? Yeah. That her parents were getting divorced?
And that her mom runs off with her current boyfriend, right?
Well, we heard that she was getting divorced when she lied about it in previous episodes, but we didn't hear that she has a boyfriend now and to see it, how it's affecting
her. I said my mom went away with her new boyfriend this weekend.
Yeah.
And I just didn't want to be home alone. Mm-hmm. And I think I was kind of using that a little bit to, you know.
I feel like, you know, we do think that Haley obviously says some genuine things, but I feel like there's always motive behind what she says.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, she always wants something or wants something out of someone. So whether it's saying to Jesus, you know, do you miss me? Like, she wants to hear
it. She wants to hear it.
And it's the same thing with Mariana. Like, oh, well, you know, she's sort of pumping her up with all this dance team stuff. Like, oh, I wanted to quit anyway. You know, Caitlin's a bitch.
Yeah. Right.
But she just wants Mariana to be happy so Jesus is happy.
Right.
So everyone's happy.
But Haley's also really smart. Like, everything that she's done, she's got it in her way, you know?
Well, she's a schemer.
Yeah.
Remind me what happened with the tattoo. Did she say she wanted the tattoo? Or was that Jesus' idea?
He was just showing her.
He wanted to show me that he...
Oh, God.
That he liked and cared about me. Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, I didn't think that Haley had asked for it, but when he was breaking up with her, I felt like he made it sound like she had, or he had been asked by Haley to get it.
Yeah. I don't remember.
No, because then she fired back. She was like, well, I didn't make you.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. It was more of a Jesus thing. It was like, I really want to keep this girl happy.
Well,
I'm scared of her a little.
Right. And I'm sure she loved the idea. Oh, yeah. She was like, yeah, get a tattoo of my name.
But Haley is that exactly. But she's the type of girl that you would do that to because she's, you know, pretty and kind of untouchable and not, whereas like Emma's the cool one. And so you could be friends with her and you would do something silly. You know, so that makes sense, you know, like, I mean, the popular girl, you go to extremes.
And that's a great comparison, like, I think, because like, oh, my pen just broke. I think if he would have done that for Emma, she would have been like, are you out of your mind?
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure. Yeah. It's because she's an independent girl, I think.
An independent woman.
I also think that it has to... I think that it has to do also because, you know, Haley, when we first met her, she said that she likes to date older guys.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that it was sort of him trying to prove himself. And he's been trying to do that. And I think finally this episode, it clicked. And it hit me, too, when he was like, I do bad things when I'm with you.
I love that. I couldn't believe he said that because that definitely shows his, like, maturity and him kind of growing up because obviously he was all over the place with all the girls. Mm-hmm. And now he's just like... not about that life anymore.
Yeah. And I love that, too, Brandon was giving him relationship advice because his track record's so good. See, Danny. Are you kidding me?
He hasn't told anyone that yet.
Yeah.
Well, I like the conversations that they're having, though, between the siblings because I feel like it's more real now. It's not as, you know, for the show. It's more based on things that are going on and, like, you could feel the chemistry and see the chemistry. So I thought it was better. Like, when you guys were like, oh, poor Jude because they were mean to Jude. But I was like, no, that's what brothers do. They're mean to each other brothers.
I love that they're doing, like, the brothers are getting closer.
Yes.
And same with Callie and Mariana.
Exactly.
I think it's so cool.
I think everyone's sort of adjusting. You know, we obviously didn't see any of Robert this episode, so it was kind of all about the Adam Foster family, and I enjoyed that.
Mm-hmm.
It was very real to me, and it sort of felt like, okay, finally, we have some peace, even though there's these little petty things going on. It was a real family. Like, I have those fights with my family.
That's my point. And it's nice to see that because they're putting that into the show. And I like that they took the phones away. I like that they were camping because there was nothing to do there but to talk. Like Callie said to Brandon, you know?
Yeah.
So you had to see what human reactions they were having.
And by camping, we do mean glamping.
Yes.
Chandeliers, guitars, like full pillows.
That was the
so
best.
Great.
I wish I would have gone camping like
that. I would go camping if it was like that.
Yeah, y'all. Listen up, I'm an Eagle Scout. I know what camping is, and this ain't that. This is 5% of that.
Were you really an Eagle Scout?
Yeah, that's I still am. One. Not past tense.
I tried to go camping last week, actually.
Really?
What? I actually did in Malibu. And it was awful.
It was awful.
It was. I was like, this is ironic. It's a lot of camping happening in 1 week. But
well, a little birdie did tell us that they weren't actually at a campsite, but maybe, I don't know, a soundstage.
Yeah. And if you guys watched True Blood.
Filming on a film set? That's bizarre.
Actually, the tent scene, I think with the guys as well, but the one where I'm sleeping next to the moms was shot inside of Stage 22 on Warner Brothers, like where they're, it's in their backyard.
The trickery.
I know, it's crazy.
But it's great because honestly, like I bought it. I said to her, wait, where did they shoot that? Where's this pond situation? What's happening?
And she's like, that is a soundstage. Like, how did they get the water to be like safe for the actors? So I'm like,
they fill it up like the night before. Like it's like fresh water.
That's
like,
not,
and they heat it.
What?
It's like a jacuzzi.
Stop it.
And there's like pretty rocks at the bottom. Yeah,
I would never swim in that. I was thinking that too. Like, how much did they have to pay them to swim in that swampy water? But I guess it was clean water.
Remember, I'm like, how are they not getting hurt every time they jump in? Ow.
Oh, because you thought it was shallow?
Yeah, and like rocks and slimy and like lakes and that's...
It's gross.
It's nasty.
In real life, it's gross.
Yes. Acting.
Is that the same one they use for Pretty Little Liars too?
It's right there by the Pretty Little Liars cabin. Yeah. You love Pretty Little Liars.
They've driven cars into that lake.
Later, see Hannah on the Pretty Little Liars?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it is the one that...
Really?
Wasn't there a car driven into... Yeah. I think it is the same one. Yeah. I could be completely wrong about this. But
I love it.
Yes. Oh, man, movie magic.
Let's just say it is.
Probably. They make it look different.
All right, we got to get back into Anna. Was a big part of this episode.
Yes.
A big part, like, being told by Haley, telling Mariana. I didn't see that coming.
I have a question. What do you think about Jesus just telling Lena? Do you think that he was just over it at this point? Because I thought he was trying to keep it to himself.
Word vomit.
Word vomit, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he was just annoyed in the car and just decided to say it.
I think it's, like, almost like they say, like, on the court stand, like, boredom makes people talk faster.
Right.
Not, like, being interrogated. I think he's just, like, bored to death in this car.
That's true.
Well, yeah, and he was getting in trouble at the point. And when you're getting in trouble, you're like, whoa, don't bully me. I just went through something tough, all
right?
Yeah. Right. I did something wrong.
Yeah. But what did you think about, like, the argument between Lena and Steph about, like, you told him to tell me and not tell me?
I loved that. Because we like to see, you know, I love their arguments. And a lot of the fans always say that we don't focus on both Steph and Lena, but that's a perfect
example. Oh, do they?
Well, I mean, they used to. Now we do better, so.
We do better.
We've improved.
Don't give us notes. Just tweeting about it, twerking about it, same thing.
No, twerking.
It's just nice because it's always good to see people argue but not end so dramatically and like, oh, it's done, it's over. It's like, no, arguments are supposed to happen.
Yeah.
Like, they're a means of getting to know each other, and so they just had to figure that little part out.
Yeah, and I don't know that Lena, in my view, was in the wrong to tell Jesus to tell Steph.
And that's understandable, but like she said, she needs Steph to be in a position where the kids can come talk to her and not be the police.
Yeah, I love that line, too.
Yeah.
You're policing them.
Yeah.
I actually just decided to check the Twitter feed, and Erin Kelly said that this is probably one of her favorite episodes ever, and the ending scene was the cutest, which
when they were jumping in the...
Yeah,
when they were swimming in the water.
I was just smiling.
The Vampire Diary water.
Just hanging. We're all just hanging.
Is that blood?
No.
It's nice leftover.
Anyway, I enjoyed the Steph and Lena interaction, but as far as Anna, I think, I don't know, how did you feel when, or what were you thinking when you were like, okay, I have to pretend that this girl doesn't know this information and I'm telling it to her for the first time? Because I thought your delivery was pretty sincere. Like, you were like, oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
With Anna. Like, and she's pregnant, and Jesus is freaking out.
Right. I mean, you know, I don't know. I've thought about that so much, and I think when I was shooting it, I kind of told myself that maybe I really did feel bad that she was going through everything, and maybe I thought she knew, you know, because Jesus just kind of laid it on me at the locker that his birth mom was pregnant, and I feel like after he told me that, maybe something was discussed there between him and Mariana.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, but that's just kind of what I did so that my delivery was that way. Mm-hmm. Just a personal decision. But as for Haley, I mean, I don't know. Haley's just being her manipulative self. And
I think that's exactly what it is. And also, you know, if you ever have a boyfriend that has a sister, you have to win over the sister. So you have to look good for the sister and kind of look out for them and even if it's not, you like don't really care. You're like, you're not only my friend, but you're my boyfriend's sister.
I guess it was fair game, though.
You know? So,
yeah. Like, yeah. Because you like jogged my memory with the locker thing. He was kind of just word vomiting to you.
He was.
Said it quickly, and she didn't even like go into it. She was like, oh, okay, I understand. And they dropped it at that.
Yeah.
So he didn't really say, don't tell Mariana because she doesn't know about it or anything like that. He just assumed. She just assumed. Otherwise,
I would assume too that like the sister would know.
Yeah,
it's her mom.
Exactly.
Right.
I felt so bad for Mariana too when like they're going like around and like, Jesus, you told mm-hmm. Lena, told this. Why would you tell this? How'd you find out? Haley told me, and I'm like, console Mariana.
Mm-hmm.
This is her mom.
Right.
Poor Mariana.
I feel bad for Mariana. How she said it's. I hate that because I reached out to her from the beginning. None of this would have been an issue.
Aww.
Mariana just seems so irritated that she's like, why is she being brought up again? Like, why is she in this family still? Like, I was trying to drop her, and now. Everyone's trying to protect me when I don't feel like I need to be protected. But
also, now that Anna is clean and has like beautiful hair, you know, it's washed. No, but seriously, now that Anna is clean and gonna be like, it seems like a good mother, like this baby's getting the mom that like Mariana should have got.
That's right? Why I feel so bad.
It's
that
true.
Sucks.
But like, who's the daddy?
Right?
I know. That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, it's not Mike. Thank goodness.
It's definitely someone from
I
the
wanted
AA
it to
meetings.
Be Mike.
It's Timothy. I know it's Timothy.
Timothy? Just trying to think of every man on the show.
He's trying to impregnate whoever he can. I don't know.
That's our theory. We're sticking to it.
You know, I mean, really, nobody's been introduced, so it's like, okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've been pretty off these past few episodes.
I don't think that's important, though. Do you guys? That we know who the dad is?
I don't think so.
No.
I don't think it's important. A matter of how she's dealing with it herself and also sort of her relationship with Mike, because now we know that Mike's not the father, but he's trying to foster this really mm-hmm. intense relationship with her. You know, you can finish out your pregnancy here. You should just move in. You know, Brandon has three parents, and sometimes that's not enough.
Mike. Oh, he said that?
Yeah.
This is when we were reading, right? Because I missed that.
Oh, yeah. the sound went out at the end of our episode.
Exactly. But no, but now we're seeing how, like, where Mike is at. Mike is just straight lonely. He is, like, you know, because it's the same type of person that he's looking to again. He wants someone who he can relate to,
mm-hmm.
an addict of some sort, and I don't
also,
know.
Also, like, after the debacle that happened with Danny, and now she's in jail.
That's my
like,
point.
But
yeah.
Anna is, like, a safe person.
Right. And she's,
you know, we know who she is.
Yeah, I think Mike likes her.
Yeah. Do we ever know, has ever been discussed
to,
who Mariana Jesus' father is?
She probably doesn't know either.
I don't think so.
I think they asked.
No,
no.
I just wonder because it's so much to do about Anna, the birth mom. Like, do we know the birth father? Right.
I want to say that they asked that or something, you know, in the very first season, but Anna was just like, I don't remember.
Well, and that's why I feel like it is important for us to know this time around who the father is. Because we never did find out with Mariana and Jesus, and I feel like if this should be a different pregnancy, then we should know. I don't necessarily want that character to be brought on because we do not need to extend that family.
Right.
Anymore.
It's like, a big Thanksgiving Day table.
Yeah, right?
But I'm also curious as, you know, why the father isn't in the baby's life. You know, was she using when she got pregnant and she doesn't know? Like, have you ever thought about, do you have any theories yourself?
I have. I feel like in the first season, like you were saying, there's something brought up about them asking her. Mm-hmm. I could just be making this up in my head.
Likewise, yeah.
Just creating a story. But I feel like it was one of those things where she was using around the time that she got pregnant, and maybe there were like a few different guys. And so she's not sure. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I could totally
but
be making
pregnancy
up
would
up.
Be a great impetus to get clean, you mm-hmm. know, or even
yeah,
like, yeah, or even like, you know, they always say like you're not recovered, you're recovering like actively forever. She could have just had like a lull or whatever, or
mm-hmm. yeah,
or
and
already
and,
started the process.
Oh my god, one of our fans tweeted. My brother said it's Brandon's baby. Oh my gosh, I'm dying. No
way.
It's Destiny's
Brandon would
child.
Never.
Okay, if you remember who Mariana Jesus' father is, or if it's been mentioned, let us know.
Tweet us.
Yeah. If you think it's Brandon's baby, let us know. We're taking votes. Yeah.
I think that because she's 17 weeks pregnant, that she got pregnant, and that's the reason why she sobered up when she did.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Because she hesitated on agreeing with that amount of weeks that she was pregnant. And I feel like that was because she didn't want to admit or is trying to deal with the
really
fact
know,
that she
right.
got pregnant while she was still using.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Emma tweeted, no, they never brought up about Mariana's father.
Thank you, Emma.
Thanks, Emma. Thanks for being on Top of It, girl.
Is that Emma from the show?
shout out to Hannah, who Snapchatted that she was watching us live, and to Britt, who favorited our stuff also. So
hi, Hannah and Britt.
I thought you meant me.
Oh, yeah, you too, girl. You too.
Oh, that's a good point, though. If you are watching at home on YouTube or on iTunes the next day, you can actually watch us live every Tuesday night at 7 p.m.
Eastern. That's why we love you guys.
Where are we?
PST, right.
Yeah, PST. Between 7 and 7:10.
Saw that on your tweets.
Okay, so another big story plot point of this episode. Callie sets Brandon free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, they've done this before. They've done this before.
What does that mean?
Okay, wait, hold on. We haven't heard from Caitlin in
hashtag
like a year.
Brawley.
Hold on. We haven't heard from Caitlin.
Oh, man.
Caitlin, what is your stance on the Brawley relationship? Yeah. We all want to know.
Answer right.
Are you a Brawley fan? You're a Brawley. I love Brawley, and I think one day they will end up together, but right now it's not the right time.
Yes.
And I think that they both need to just go their separate ways and find their people, and I think he has Lou, and I think he's happy with her right now, and I think that... And she said in the episode, she was like, I just want you to be happy, blah, 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 and she's kind of like letting him go, but then it would be that thing where... Oh, is she a good kisser? Like, it's like, there's the jealousy thing still there. And it's like, just let him go. Just let him go. You don't need to talk about his new relationships.
Exactly.
It's hard to talk with an ex or somebody that you cared, like, or you were in love with about a new person. I mean, it's really difficult.
You shouldn't.
Yeah.
I agree.
And if it's like you're like half baby stepbrother, like, you don't discuss those things with siblings. At least in my family.
Yeah. I agree with
that. They're more than that. She's going to get adopted by... Robert. Well, not adopted, but taken back in by Mr. Chris Smith, right? Because I love him.
We love him so much.
Everyone loves him.
The girls last episode were predicting a new love interest in the social worker where Callie wants to volunteer.
No, I was not. That's not going to happen.
From the center. We were thinking if she volunteered. Well, I was thinking. I think it was mostly just me.
They're going to switch. If that's the case, they're going to switch the volunteer guy into a different person, or like someone else is going to be working there, but it's not going to be that guy.
Huh. I never even thought of that. Maybe. I mean, it would make sense. How much time does she have to like volunteer?
Exactly. More? Is she more time you spend with those people?
Is she done volunteering there?
I think she's just going to start maybe like a weekly thing.
I don't know.
Interesting. Mm. Well, that caught you by surprise, so we're going to assume negative.
Yeah. That's all I'm going. No, I mean, I'm just trying to play, you know.
She can't give away too much.
I can't give away anything, so I'm pretending like acting. I don't know anything about the show.
Well, it's working. So what do y'all think is going to happen with Brawley? It's going to take some space.
Yeah, and then they're going to come running back to each other and jump in each other's arms, and it's going to be beautiful, but she has to be... But back with her daddy first. She has to be with her daddy first.
I don't think they're ever going to move her out of the foster house.
They have to.
No.
They can't.
No, and if they can't, then we don't expect anything until they're in college years because...
Yeah.
No. Stop it.
Also, that's just not allowed. Not while they're living.
It's not confusing right now. Like it's a big family, though. Yeah. There's no way they can add on a whole another family for Callie to live in.
Right. They're going to.
You think so?
Yeah.
You because want
it's
not that
it's rather small, and Jillian and Sophia don't have to be around all the time.
Brawley's relationship is more important to me, I believe, and to the show, than her being adopted by that family.
Amen. So well, that's my thing, is like...
I think so, too.
She really wants to be adopted by the Adams Fosters, but everyone wants Brawley to happen, too, and it's like, but we want her to be adopted, too. Mm-hmm. What's going to happen in the end? Because both can't, obviously.
Exactly.
Our fan... Yeah.
Home is wherever you are, and that's what it's going to be for Callie. That Brandon is going to be her base. That's going to be her home, her family, her everything.
Our fan Lonnie Pop said, Callie needs to focus on herself and leave Brandon alone.
Yes.
Hi, Lonnie Pop.
Yeah, go with Robert. She could go
live with Robert Quinn for the summer. Read Eat, Pray, Love. Like, read The Power of Now.
Live in that beautiful house.
Honestly, go to the pool. Journal by the pool.
Eat, Pray, Love is right.
Everything changes when you become 18 years old. And as we know, you know, Callie is inching closer to that age.
Yeah.
And she, you know, could get adopted, but... At the same time, when you turn 18, you become independent. So I don't know. Like, I want Brawley to happen forever. And I think that it's one of those, you know, you see them sitting on the dock together and there's clearly something still going on between them. And it's obviously going to be a problem for anyone that for any person that either of them brings in their life. Like, I know I can see it already that Lou is insecure about Callie, and I can only imagine when Callie brings someone along. I mean, look what happened with Wyatt. It's the same stuff, you know. They can't handle the fact that they will always have feelings for this person. So it's that love that we tune in for.
It's good.
Because we never know what's going to happen. Yeah. And I think that that's the big draw for this show. I mean, yeah, there's a lot of really intense relationships all together. And I know that everyone has their favorites. You know, we're really into Mariana and Matt. Everyone loves Johnner. Like, we get it, but it's Rally.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Rally is endgame.
The best thing that they could do is when they go to college, go to separate schools, get some time away, and that space will let them, like, become their own people and also, like, possibly be more acceptable, like, couple up after that.
Yeah, it's like a Pacey and Joey kind of a thing, you know?
That let's keep going back.
Let's go back. Let's bring it back to the originals.
Well, you know, Kurt Smith, you gotta go back then.
I'm just saying, that's how it works. And you know what? When you're young and you obviously have like some fundamental things that you have in common and that's what brings you together, but you don't really know how to identify that until you're older in life. Wait until they get older and they're like, oh, I know exactly what I want. And who you are for me.
Okay.
But
I think they are meant to be together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I do think that, and like, Lonnie Pop, was that her name? Mm-hmm. Lonnie Pop? Like she said, I think that Callie needs to focus on herself, as well as even a lot of the other characters. I think Jesus needs to focus on himself now. Mm-hmm. Is he going to go running back to Emma now that he's broken up with her? I think he really needs to take time for himself. I think Callie needs to do the same right now, which is why I don't think she's going to get with that social worker, because I think she's going to like take her own time.
And that makes sense.
Maybe.
I think that's also why we enjoy the Matt and Mariana relationship so much, is because it's like nice and simple. And on this show, we need that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. It's great. It just works. Both can do their own thing. He's supportive of her.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that's hot. Mm-hmm.
Totally.
However, the way Brandon was kissing Lou, that was good. That was pretty steamy.
Yeah.
He had her,
No. Don't tell me.
All right, so also the Judicorn was alive and well in the forest, prancing around, eating catty lilies. Yes. Do we think that John, let's go around the circle, do we think Johnner's in the future? We saw pinkies touching.
On the preview.
Yes, guys. Johnner.
Absolutely.
We saw it for like 3 seconds. Connor could have like turned down and like slapped him.
I still think that they lied about the camping trip.
Oh, totally. I think they did too.
I don't think it had anything to do with girls.
No. Really the show, do you think you're watching girls? They love Lena Dunham.
Well, you know what? It's funny because the face that Connor made in the preview was, I'm like low key wondering if Connor's that boy that comes out.
Yeah,
the one that always has to keep it a secret, and like Jude's gonna be okay, but out of respect, will do like. I know a lot of guys who are that kid for a lot of people.
But what if Connor is the aggressor? Because in the he is the aggressor of the situation. I mean, not that all the things that he's done with Jude's friendship are any sign, but
the aggressor, you mean like he's wanting to experiment with Jude and stuff?
Yeah, and Jude is the one that's a little bit hesitant, when sometimes we think it's the flip side of things. I mean,
that's
Connor
interesting.
Is dealing with a lot of stuff at home. You know, obviously his dad would not accept him if he were to come out and say, you know, I have feelings. But at the same time, we have to like tread lightly, because these are 13-year-old kids and we're all kind of figuring things out when we're that age.
And when something's wrong, it's on your head more, whereas Jude's already in the position where they said it's okay, you can be what you want, so he's not thinking about that. He's not stressing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that it'd be stressing Connor, and that's the only time you could see that it bothers Jude, is when it's like, oh, I gotta like cater to my buddy who doesn't even know what he wants.
Poor Jude. I just feel so bad for him.
That's gonna be
crazy, so happy
though.
For him in this episode, though.
Like standing up
for himself.
Absolutely.
I thought it was so great. I thought he was wonderful in this episode.
He got some teen angst out.
Right, and I was so disappointed in the rest of them. Just like babying him, pushing him aside, and not including him. I was like, y'all, he's the most precious out of all of you. Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
Okay, but it wasn't always like babying him. Sorry. Yeah. But like Brandon was like, here, let's make a s'more. And like, yes, he was teaching him, but he's like the older brother. I thought it was cute. Yeah.
He's 13.
I know.
These San Diego kids have not been camping before.
Don't jump in the water. Like, I was like, come on, y'all. You don't need to hold his hand out to the water. You don't need to put a leash on him. It was bizarre to me.
I think they needed to show us, you know, he needed that moment where he stood up for himself. Yeah. Also, it's the first mention that he's like, I'm 13 years old. Meanwhile, all Lena and Steph have been talking about is how they have a house full of teenagers. Mm-hmm. And this is the first real moment where you're like, wow. These ladies took on a lot of crap.
They deal with... Can you imagine?
I just can't even. And they're so wrinkle-free and gorgeous. I just don't know how that works out.
I just imagine, like, behind the scenes of, like, the family we're not seeing. It's just, like, birthdays every week. It's like, oh, God, another kid's birthday. Mm-hmm. Can't afford this.
So RJ just tweeted something really interesting. Connor touching pinkies with Jude is his signal for Jude to do something with the girl he's sitting next to. So Stop. Connor can be with his girl.
I mean,
we need to take it all into consideration.
No, I thought the pinkies were not the boys. The pinkies was Jude doing that to a girl.
No, it was him and Connor.
That were pinkying it up?
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. So then that's even more nuts.
So honestly, it could go both ways. Because I know that I have some, like, rabid Johnner fans right now that are going crazy, but I mean, wow. It could go both ways. It could be either Connor making an advance at Jude or Connor saying to Jude, like, hey, bro, you should probably do something with this girl so I can do something with mine.
I didn't even think of that.
You know what?
It's a toss-up.
I don't know. And I always got something to say, but I don't have anything to say right now.
It looked like it was like interlocking.
It was
though.
Like, ooh, it started, you know, we love to act it out. Let's act it out.
I know you guys can't see.
Can you see it?
It was a little.
Well, our listeners on the podcast will love you acting it out.
I know. Sorry. Okay. We're wrapping pinkies.
My right
together.
Pinky and her left pinky are touching right now. They are hooked. And
all right.
And
so we will see what happens with hashtag Johnner.
I hope it's them. Like.
Making
I like Johnner.
Okay, so she's Team Johnner and Team Brawley. You can come back and host with us whenever you want.
That's so crazy. I'm Team Hayden and Team Gavin because what champs to be doing that. They're like homies and they're like, well, hey, my bro,
here we go.
Hey, on the show.
Yeah, I guess hopefully we'll have them in soon, maybe even get them in together and we'll have to
ask them. That's a lot. I feel like that's heavy. Is that not heavy for to be so young?
Touching
like,
pinkies?
Yeah, like that's like some Degrassi type
stuff.
It is, stuff.
Mm-hmm. But I feel like you said, they're 13 trying to figure everything
Absolutely.
Out.
Absolutely.
Like, and you got to be a little bit like more progressive for TV.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I remember like making out in like movie theaters at that age, and making out it meant like you like touched like maybe kiss a cheek and that was it.
Yes. Yeah. But I think there are people in the real world not the reality TV show, but like in America. Sorry. That are 13 and have those thoughts. Maybe they are gay and you know.
Oh, absolutely. Or maybe they're not, and now maybe, just because it's so accepted, they're like, well then why not? So that's what puts people in different positions. No one is accepting someone to be experimental or not.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
They're like, no, if you tried it then you're gay.
Yeah.
And it's like, I tried it but I didn't like it. So can I like back up now and just not do it again?
And that's why Lena is such a great example to be like, you don't need to label yourself, like take your time.
Yeah, because you don't know. Absolutely, I agree. Good parents.
Yeah.
Great parents.
Well, look at Steph. She found herself later in life. Must we not forget that she was married and had a child with
that's
somebody?
True.
And then
this
was like, whoops, I like this lady. This lady
that
is special.
She fell in love with. Oh,
and it's just, you know, like you never know when you're gonna feel something for someone. I want to talk about something that they brought up in this episode since, you know, we sort of, like, didn't really talk about Lena and stuff, glazed over a bit.
Yeah.
They brought up the term heteronormative.
Thank you.
Right?
I wanted to bring that up also because she said, oh, I have to play the dad here. In relationships where it's, like, women and women, that's the one thing they try to avoid. Why does there have to be a man and a woman in any kind of relationship?
Mm-hmm. I really liked that.
So did I. I thought that was so
heteronormative thinking,
Yeah.
But also it makes sense that it's easy to do when Steph is a police officer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, policing, like, the situations.
But it also attacks the situation because why is it, like, even in a mother and father household? Is it sometimes it's the dad that's easy and the mom that plays the dad?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's the reason why Lena was like, oh God, why would you have to say that right now when that's not the case?
Yeah. And I think one of the things we like about the show is like the gender dynamics between the two keep flipping as it would.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. I thought that fight too that happened between them has been like building for a couple episodes.
Yeah.
And so it was good to like let them get it out.
Because even we've all seen it, the way that they go to Lena and how we love the way Lena, we always say we love how Lena talks to all of them. And then. Yeah, the mama bear.
Yeah.
I mean, I
there it was a bear in the woods.
Mm-hmm. I appreciated Steph's heart to heart with Mariana. I thought that was like,
oh, I loved that scene.
They connected on another level. Yeah, and we don't really see sort of like tender Terry, but it was good to see her. And then just the last scene with them all, even though we couldn't hear it, just them having a blast and being the real deals.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that was sort of really special.
Yeah,
we didn't have to hear it.
No,
right? We just knew. They were all smiling. It was great. We didn't need to hear.
It was nice. It was a wonderful episode.
It was a really great episode.
It was.
Heteronormative.
Normative.
Heteronormative.
I'm so happy that you caught that. I really did love that also. I was like, ouch.
I'm like big on, breaking sort of like gender barriers and gender roles. And I feel like because this show is so interchangeable, I respect the characters much more because they know that they have to take on... They flip the roles.
Absolutely, yeah.
It shouldn't be one way, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's great. So can we turn the eye back to you, Caitlin?
No.
Yes.
I'm kidding. Sure, why not? I'd love to.
So as being John Green fans, what can you tell us about Paper Towns, the movie adaptation?
Yeah. I'm doing the movie. for those of you who have read the book, I'm playing Becca, who is, once again, a little bit of an antagonist. She is the best friend of the lead girl, Margot. And in the beginning of the book, Margot finds out that her boyfriend is cheating on her with her best friend, Becca. So then it kind of...
Oh, poor Caitlin Carve.
Bring in the drama.
I always get the same roles. I'm kidding. But not really. so yeah, she finds out that her best friend and her boyfriend are hooking up, and then she kind of... runs away.
And so you're the impetus for the main girl played by Cara
Delevingne
to run away and like start like the plot story.
There's a few other things that kind of channel it, but for the most part, yeah, she finds out about that and freaks out and goes to sabotage them and does stuff to them and then just runs away. And
sounds like Haley all over again.
I know, but it sounds great.
Right? It's going to be a great movie. I saw a little clip from it, little like teaser trailer that the director showed me a couple nights ago. And
cool.
I mean, the Falkar Stars was huge, so I can only imagine sort of the hype surrounding this one, because I know that this was also a favorite of his book series, because he has put out a lot of different books, and I'm sure there are other scripts in the works, but this was sort of really special.
Oh yeah, it was extremely special. Mm-hmm.
And where did you guys shoot?
North Carolina.
Oh my god,
amazing.
Charlotte. Yeah. Are you from there?
I'm from Greensboro.
Oh my gosh, nice. My sister's... Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, fuck
after. Yeah, well, it's we shot in Charlotte. I was there for like
Queen City.
Maybe 2.5 weeks.
I love Charlotte.
It was such a blast, yeah.
I think that Paper Towns was like the second most loved like John Green book after Fault in Our Stars.
Yeah. I read them all.
Oh, really?
You guys, I'm like a John Green fanatic.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then I found out about it and I was freaking out.
Oh wow. How do you feel about your performance? Like, what do you like when you did your work and when you studied for it and everything?
Oh yeah, I love
like you're happy.
I was so happy with it. And John Green is one of the nicest people in this entire world, and he was so welcoming and happy.
Isn't it cool when people read the book after the movie comes out, they're going to picture you.
Yeah.
That's
really weird.
That's true.
It's so cool. I think about that because I had read The Fault in Our Stars before I found out who the cast was.
Right.
And then I reread it once I found out the cast and saw some of the stills from the movie.
Right.
And it sort of like changed everything for me.
Yeah.
And now I can't get it out of my head.
That's a great point.
I haven't read it yet, so I'm going to think about you when I read it.
Likewise.
Great. How much was John Green on set for? Like the whole
every
thing.
Day, except
really?
For, I mean, there were a few days where he had to like go fly and visit family and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But when I was there, he was there every single day. And he loves it. He really does. He just loves being there, and he loves actors, and he loves the process of making a movie. He's so funny too. He's an executive producer on it, but like he doesn't know anything about making movies. Yeah. So he'll be like, what does cut mean? What does action mean? what do I do in this? It was so funny.
Oh, man.
It was amazing.
So that was when did you shoot that? This winter?
I shot it, yeah. At the end of November and early December.
Okay, so like probably like 2016 release date.
No, June 5th.
Wow. How is that possible?
Awesome. That's with the quickness right before Imposters comes right back on. So that's cool. That's
I know, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that's going to be a big summer movie.
That's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be huge. I think
4 days
gonna...
before my birthday.
Well, we have to go.
Oh, is that for you? Do they do it for you?
I know. Maybe Caitlin will surprise some people in the audience.
I'll go with you guys.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's 100% what I was going to do.
Hide your boyfriends.
Hide your boyfriends.
Had your kids, had your wives.
Oh my god, there you go. For real.
Oh my god. Let's jump to some predictions.
Okay.
There
we go.
Yes. Now, predictions.
This is for you, my prediction.
Okay, great.
I do think that Callie is going to develop an awesome relationship with Robert.
Oh. Me too. That's my prediction, actually.
I think that they're going to have it. How do you not, first of all?
Yeah.
How do you not? He's the most incredible person in this world.
Yeah. Oh,
is he?
Yes.
I said the same thing about Oprah.
Oh.
Similar people.
Similar, right. But no, I think that they're going to develop an awesome like relationship. She's going to see things, I think, a little bit differently. The only issue here is just that Jude is with that family.
Yeah. I think ultimately she's going to choose to stay with Robert. I don't think it's going to be a forced kind of thing. I think she's going to choose to spend some time with him.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anything, Jillian?
Well, obviously we know that Jesus is starting the process of getting his tattoo removed, so that sucks. But I'm curious to see the interaction between Mariana and Anna. And again, viewers that watched at home, we could not hear what was happening in the preview. We just saw what was happening.
Right.
So we really got to pay attention to, you know, we weren't thinking about the words. We were really watching and... Mariana looks visibly upset when she's talking to Anna. So my prediction is that they have a blow up. I don't think things are going to get solved between them, but I do hope that we, you know, learn a little bit more about Mariana's resentment and hopefully she expresses that to Anna.
That's what I'm excited for. I want to hear like her monologue for that.
Yeah.
I think so she's going to say something great.
And also that Johnner, I think it's not what we're thinking. I think that it goes deeper than just the surface.
Right. You could see that in honestly in both of their faces in the previews.
Yeah.
It's just something much more than that.
I don't think that the Mariana Anna storyline will be like wrapped up with like a pretty bow next week. Mm-hmm. However, Mariana has consistently proven that she's like a level-headed person.
Yes.
She's mature.
Right.
Like emotionally mature as well. I could see her wanting to like eventually be like a big sister and be excited about
this
baby.
I completely agree with that.
Yeah.
I was going to say that. I think that eventually they'll find a way to make it work because I think in the end, Mariana is going to want to be a big
part
sister.
Part of his life.
Yeah.
I didn't even think of that. That's just going to break my heart for Lena and Steph. That's going to be really hard for them. And I know that it shouldn't be, but...
I don't know.
But I feel like they're so supportive of everything. Right.
They're
such good people.
But it's just one of those things where, you know, they've invested in these kids. And, like, my fear would just be, like, don't ever want these other people. Us and only us.
I don't know. I mean, they are, again, mature. But I think, like, the Anna's baby will be such a great way for Mariana Jesus to, like, rekindle the relationship with Anna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they'll find it to be a beautiful thing that she wants to be.
Mm-hmm. We'll see. And maybe it will bring them closer to Steph and Lena because they'll see the situation without it being, like, so negative, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that back to Robert and Callie. I think that Callie ultimately doesn't need to be adopted by the family. I think that... he's going to keep custody, but make a deal with her that she can stay with her brother.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because at this point, the adoption does not need to happen.
Agreed.
And I think by that point,
she's too old.
She might be
18.
Sucks.
Exactly.
Like we were talking about.
I don't want
this
that
could
to
drag
happen,
on for a while.
Though. I think she'll be 18 by the time anything happens, and then she can just kind of like be with both.
Right. Yeah. But, and I get the feeling of wanting to be part of something, but... you have a dad now.
Yeah.
You know
what we didn't talk about last week, though, was what a beautiful moment the Robert Quinn's wife had talking to Steph about how he's fallen in love with this girl.
Right.
So, I don't know, maybe they're going to be around for more than we think.
That blew my mind because she heard what Robert said about how he would have never left her and all of that.
Yeah.
And she just saw it. She saw her husband, who she loves, obviously, just have a panic attack and love this other girl. Like, why wouldn't you want to be a part of that or support it?
How many more episodes do we have?
We have like six-ish.
Oh, thank goodness.
Six or seven. Good. I don't know.
I need about seven.
Now that...
I was going to say that's not enough.
But now that Haley and Jesus have broken up, are you allowed to tell us how much we'll be seeing of Haley in the coming episodes?
I think she'll pop up.
Okay.
Remember the dance team?
Like behind the desk.
I mean, there's still the dance team thing. They both qualified, right?
Exactly, they have the competition still.
Yeah, so they're so there's two different teams. Okay. As of now.
And don't forget, Mariana's team has to go to hell now because Haley was like, and you could tell.
And also,
as of now.
And Haley's probably serious about that.
And
right?
also, Haley knows the moves because Mariana taught her the moves to her routine and told her the whole entire plan about the dystopian society and robots.
Dystopian robot theme.
Mm-hmm.
That's brilliant. All right, we got to wrap it up, but please tell everyone where they can find you on social media, etc.
Yeah, my Twitter is Kate Carve, CaitCarv, as well as my Instagram, and my Facebook is Caitlin E. Carver.
Cool. All right, well, thank you for being here again. This was so
Thanks
much fun.
Thanks for having me.
No,
yeah.
Loves you.
All right, guys. Well, we will see you next week. Until then, you can find me on Twitter, JeffMasters1.
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Jillian Leff or on Facebook at Jillian Leff Official.
And you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at The Hotshot Dude.
And me on Twitter at Stephanie Georgie on Instagram at StephieG47.
All right, guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
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 From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye-bye. See you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.